Readings and homily for November 28th.
A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and Judah. In those days, in that time, I will raise up for David a just shoot. He shall do what is right and just in the land. In those days, Judah shall be safe, and Jerusalem shall dwell secure. This is what they shall call her: the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we have for you, so as to strengthen your hearts to be blameless in holiness before our God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. Amen. Finally, brothers and sisters, we earnestly ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you should conduct yourselves to please God, and as you are conducting yourselves, you do so even more. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. Luke.
Praise you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. And that day will catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah.
I always like to say that on this first Sunday of Advent, because it's a new liturgical year for us. So we begin this new liturgical year, this first Sunday of Advent. And we all know that the period of Advent is a period of four Sundays in preparation for Christmas. But the readings really are not talking about the coming of that Christ child in a manger. These first few weeks, they will not instruct us again for his coming in Bethlehem. They don't instruct us to decorate our homes, to plan parties, to continue on Christmas shopping. But rather, they're talking about the horrible events of the end times. We've heard that the last few weeks of this ordinary time. They're talking about, like in the gospel today, our Lord Jesus describes the events with clarity. The terrifying signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, the roaring of the sea, and people will die of fright. This gospel sets everything in proper perspective. Now, St. Luke isn't intending to terrify us. He's just stating the truth and the reality of our earthly existence. That everything in this world and everything in it is passing. Our life, our body is passing. So rather than frighten us, these words should be words of hope. We also know that we prepare for our Lord's second coming. The second coming which none of us will know. That yes, Jesus, the Son of Man, will come in a cloud of glory. Now, when these signs begin to happen, we hear that we should stand erect with our heads held high because our redemption is at hand. Yes, this message that we hear today is quite clear. Placing our hopes on anything in this world will surely leave us disappointed. What a great reminder to look up to Jesus. He is our only assurance. He is our only hope for eternity and for fullness of life. Yes, Advent is a time and a period of waiting, which traditionally is defined as preparation. It's normal to begin to probably plan the menu, to get the house ready, to shop for gifts, and to write. Do the people still write Christmas cards? I think they do. But one important part is left out. Our Lord tells us to be vigilant, to pray that we have the strength. And that's what Advent provides, a wonderful opportunity to consider what is going on inside of me. To reflect on the reason for my waiting. The arrival of Jesus is the arrival of love in our world. I can open my heart to our Lord in prayer. And what do I want for this Advent season to happen inside of me? You see, many of us will make New Year's resolutions not too far away from this time. What about a spiritual resolution in our new liturgical year? How can I open up my heart in what way? And maybe it is in prayer. Maybe at this Advent, I'm not going to jump in my car and turn on the radio. Well, we don't turn on radios or whatever we call it. What do you call that thing? Bluetooth or... It shows what I know. And I do it too, though. I mean, I get in my car. But it's not the radio. It's, you know, where you can play from your phone. Come on, you guys. Help me out. Oh, it is Bluetooth. Okay, great. So, yeah, do I want to do that or do I want to just maybe sit in quiet on that 15-minute drive and pray? What about coming to Mass a little early and partaking in the rosary before Mass begins? Or how about just sitting in His presence and asking for His will to come alive in our hearts? How about staying a few minutes afterward and joining us in praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, that 4-minute and 29-second prayer? Or staying a few minutes in thanksgiving, asking for our Lord's assistance. Yeah, this is the start of the church's new year, to make a resolution for more prayer, for more adoration of our Lord, making sure I go to confession during this time of Advent. You know, we have a hard time, I think I do, I know most of you probably do too, waiting. You know, waiting and waiting, and if I'm standing in line, I'm looking for that shortest line, always. And I'm always the one that will be behind, you know, the person that wants to write a check. And then they don't know what the date is, and then I almost want to throw my credit card out and pay, just so they can keep the line moving. And I think all of us really are the same boat in a way. None of us like to wait at the stoplight. You know, I try to run that yellow light and make sure that it's a long way. Thank God I have a policeman's badge, but that does help. But making that best preparation of waiting and truly waiting. I'm terrible with, and this may shock you, but sometimes I'm not on time, you know. That's the most terrible part of waiting, is when they're saying, gosh, Father said he'd be here at 4:30. You know, it's 4:45. And you always got to tell me a half hour earlier. If you want me there at 4:30, Father, we're starting at 4 o'clock. So just a little, when you guys ask me out over for dinner, that's an opportunity to say, hey, we're eating at 5. If you want me there at 5:30, that'd be great. So, but no, for that time of waiting, that period of waiting, it's really an opportunity. You know, even when you come and wait in line in Holy Communion, I think the most awesome thing that we have here now is when you come into this prayer station, this long kneeler, you have those few seconds of kneeling or standing and waiting before you receive our Lord. What a powerful moment that is when you wait those 2 or 3 seconds as opposed to waiting in that long line and you're sitting there, well, come on, next person, next person, next person, as opposed to coming and truly falling on our knees to adore our Lord, ready to receive him. Yeah, what is the best preparation for me during this Christmas? We have to allow God to invite us into that waiting. We wait for our Lord's coming. We wait for the time of our Lord's arrival when he calls us to take our last breath. And we wait with great hope as we all sing, O come, Emmanuel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.